At its heart, dance is a spiritual practice, an art form as old and as varied as humankind. That's what it is for Akari Uyoka, whose study of a wide variety of dance forms began in childhood, growing up in Japan's Kochi Prefecture. She's teaching a style born in her homeland called Yosakoi, which translates to Good World Has Come. She's with us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Akari.
Good morning.
It's good to talk to you. You started dancing, as soon as you could walk, yeah?
Yes.
Well, tell me about it.
Yes, well, I've always loved dancing since I was a little child. And as you said, I started to dance by joining the local dance festival in my hometown. Then I learned a traditional Japanese sword dance at age 9. And then in high school, I joined the rhythmic gymnastics club. And from there, my passion for dance grew stronger, and I studied various dance forms at the Suga Jazz Dance Studio in Kochi.
And that has expanded to, you're now a student and teacher of dance forms from all over the world, yeah?
Mainly two. One classical Indian dance mm-hmm. called Odissi. Mm-hmm. And the other one is a Yosakoi dance, which is from my hometown.
And Yosakoi dance is the dance that happens at an annual festival, is that right?
Yes.
Tell me about that festival.
Yes, it is a wonderful festival because everybody can participate, meaning people who don't have formal dance training. And it is a festival for everybody. So I've taught children as young as 3, and there were some people who were even on wheelchairs, and everybody comes together and celebrates life, and we dance for 4 days straight, and everywhere my hometown becomes a venue, and we close the street and do parade, and everybody comes together, and it's wonderful to see you're maybe banker, like the bank, and your bank teller is dancing right next to you, or your teacher is dancing right next to you. So it is a wonderful dance festival.
Don't you wish every culture did that?
Yes.
Because, I often wonder why dance needed to be restricted to dancers. There's so many people,
yeah,
particularly in our culture, say, oh, I don't dance. That's for people who know how. But it doesn't necessarily have to be that way, does it?
I agree with you. It is for everybody.
What kind of things do you do to encourage that in the classes that you teach?
I tell my students that, art, I often use an analogy of having a vehicle, like having a car and having gasoline, and you need to have both in order to go somewhere. And gasoline symbolizes passion, and car symbolizes techniques, your skills, physical techniques, and in this analogy. And for example, I don't want to be a dancer who has just a car, just a skill and nothing. And I don't also want to be a dancer who just has the gasoline, and if I don't have the refined techniques, also it does not make audience feel at ease while they're watching me. Maybe they're worried about me falling or something, so I want to have a solid skill to have audience at ease and enjoy and be immersed. And so I tell my students both are very important. However, first I want you to enjoy yourself, and that's the most important thing. So don't worry about how you look, and just enjoy. And my instructor also used to say, Akari, look at yourself in mirror in the dance studio. Look at yourself. Look at your eyes. But I could not do that at that time because I was very self-conscious, and I did not have confidence in myself to even look at my own eyes while I was dancing. But one day I did, And I had a wonderful meeting with myself. And I would like to create a safe environment for my students to experience something similar to that.
You know, sometimes people who are insecure about their ability to dance take on a terribly serious expression when they're dancing, and it doesn't look very joyous, does it?
Yes.
You know, when you're worrying about where you put your feet or doing it right, and you kind of have to get away from that, don't you?
Yes, yeah. And going over that is sometimes challenging, and I can relate. And but self-love, you know, just telling yourself, I often tell my students, just you came here, you brought your body here, and that's already so wonderful. And thank you for doing that.
Do you see a real transformation in your students when you give them that kind of encouragement?
I would like to say so, yes. Humbly, I have seen some people who said, I've never danced a curry before, and I'm really terrible at dancing. And then seeing them really enjoying themselves, that really touches my heart.
So you really don't have to worry about how terrible you are. Just try to get better and try to enjoy it, right?
Yes. Yes.
Makes sense to me. Thanks a lot, Akari, for talking with us.
Yes. Thank you.
Sure. Akari Uyoka teaches Japanese dance at Maui Yoga Shala in Paia, Maui, on Mondays. You can learn more about on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.